Hey, what's going on? It's E-Master live from the kitchen. Yeah, how exciting is that? Anyways, I'm just heating up some food here. I figured I'd give a quick audio boo on the 360 conference. First of all, we finished recording our CBG 38A episode, since we're going to have another one tomorrow. It ran about 50 minutes, which means I'm going to be able to edit it tonight and have it up for tomorrow morning. So you can hear our impressions of what was announced so far, as well as a little bit of the EA press conference, I guess. Just a really tiny bit, like not much. Don't expect much out of that one, because that one had just started while we were recording. So, I mean, obviously we're going to talk about that one tomorrow in greater detail. So yeah, I am gunning for having that up tonight or tomorrow morning. It's 50 minutes. The sync was good, at least when we were talking. Some dead air, not too much. Should be a bit easier to edit. Like I said, Audacity in 64-bit mode is something else. It's something else, and it works a lot better again. What else? Yeah, Xbox 360 Slim is going to be out this week, apparently. So, I don't know if they mean just the United States or Canada or worldwide, but if it's coming up to Canada, well, I mean, they still got to go through customs one way or the other. So I really hope that they'll be here by the end of this week, or preferably Monday. Monday would be perfect because I'm off Monday. I can, you know, go down to Best Buy, line up, whatever I got to do, and buy me a 360 Slim. Now, people asking, why do you want to buy a 360 Slim? My Xbox 360 DVD drive is making noises. It's really loud. I mean, when I have my door closed and I'm just going around the corner to use the bathroom, I can hear it. Okay, it's loud. It's loud. I don't have a Falcon. I don't have a, I forgot what the chip before that was. I got a first gen Xbox 360 here. Like, we're talking down to the core first gen Xbox. So, like, you know, I just realized that my fuses are busted or something's wrong with my oven. Anyways, we'll talk more about that on the show. Not about what my range is doing, but otherwise. But you'll hear it tomorrow morning when I upload the show. So until then, doodles. Anyhow, now that my oven problems are fixed, have you ever had to reboot a range? Yeah, me neither. That's what I just did. Anyhow, whatever. Back to 360 Slim. Okay, internal 250 hard drive, good. Leave the fucking hard drive inside the damn unit. You know why? Who is going to need more than 250 gigs of space in a gaming console, okay? Do you really play 250 gigs worth of games that you would download from on demand and play? I wouldn't. I don't need to. Kinect? I gotta play it. I have to play it to... I want to see if this response that they were showing today really works the way it does work, and I would have to try it out for myself before I'm convinced on it. Also, there's no price for Kinect, and that is something I'm a little bit concerned about, because, look, it's got a motorized base. That means there's current going to the base of the unit. That can do a lot of things. You can have cable breaks. You can have all sorts of issues with that as well. It's going to jack the price up of the unit significantly. So I don't quite know what MS has planned as far as pricing goes, but I guess we'll find out tomorrow. 360 Slim, built-in Wi-Fi N. That's awesome. Like I said, I'm going to pick one up, and I'll do a more thorough review then, I guess. Alrighty. Until then, this time for real. Toodles.